From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived in Japan, where he'll take part in a group of seven meeting to discuss various world issues. Saturday, in Kabul, the top U.S. diplomat urged the Taliban to return to peace talks with the Afghan government.
Again today, we call on the Taliban to enter into a peace process, a legitimate process, a real process that provides equal rights, protection for all Afghans, and brings to an end the violence and the suffering that the people of this country have endured for so many years.
Mr. Kerry's multi-nation tour began in the Middle East. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is heading to Asia next week to visit sites in the Philippines. U.S. plans to station troops there, including one base close to the disputed South China Sea. Mr. Carter will not be visiting a key player in that dispute, China. He had accepted an invitation to visit Beijing after he met with the country's defense minister last year. But when the Pentagon released details about the current trip on Friday, China was not included. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi traveling to Kerala State today, where the death toll from a massive temple fire has risen to more than 80. The fire was ignited during a festive fireworks display that a huge crowd of people had gathered to watch. Two members of Somalia's al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab militant group were executed by firing squad. It happened Saturday, executed for the murder of a journalist killed by a car bomb last year. She worked for two state-run news outlets, Radio Mogadishu and Somali National TV, and was the 38th journalist killed in Somalia in the line of duty since 2010. This is VOA News. Belgian prosecutors have charged four more suspects linked to the deadly suicide bombings in Brussels last month that killed 32. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel, speaking here through an interpreter, said his government and security forces will continue to be vigilant, even with the new arrest.
But we all know very well that we have to stay very alert and that we have to be very careful. That is why we are taking the needed measures. I can only repeat that at this very moment, a lot of military and police people are on the ground to maintain our level of security.
Also Saturday, Belgium's federal prosecutor said that the Paris attack suspect, Mohamed Abrini, has admitted to being the so-called man in the hat seen accompanying two suicide bombers at Brussels airport on March the 22nd. Abrini, a Belgian of Moroccan descent, also is suspected to be linked to the November Paris attacks that killed 130. He is one of five people arrested in a series of raids on Friday in Belgium.
What do we want?
Cameron out!
What do we want?
Cameron out!
What do we want?
Protesters in London on Saturday called on Prime Minister David Cameron to resign after his family's financial affairs were included in the so-called Panama Papers, which are leaked financial documents which supposedly indicate a number of world leaders and other notable persons used offshore accounts to hide money. Earlier in the day, Mr. Cameron spoke at his Conservative Party's Spring Forum.
Well, it's not been a great week. I know that I should have handled this better. I could have handled this better. I know there are lessons to learn, and I will learn them. And don't blame number 10 Downing Street or nameless advisers. Blame me, and I will learn the lessons.
Leaked documents reveal that Prime Minister Cameron's late father owned part of the Bahamas-based Blairmore Holdings, one of the firms mentioned in the Panama Papers, in which the Prime Minister himself had an active interest until just before taking office. Panama Papers had also exposed the fact that more than half of offshore companies implicated in the leak from a Panama-based law firm are registered in British overseas territories. And in the U.S. presidential race, Senator Bernie Sanders has won the Wyoming Democratic caucuses, according to projections, edging out former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Clinton, that is, the win will help Sanders slightly reduce Clinton's delegate lead, even though they share the delegate count from the state of Wyoming. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.